Welcome to Sarah's Secrets with your host, Sarah Winchester, and her co-host, Magic Mike, only on Easy Way Broadcasting.
All right, guys. This is Sarah from Sarah's Secrets. Thank you, thank you. Well, we actually have a special treat for you today. I'm sure you've seen the texts and the tweets, texts, Facebook messages, Instagrams. We have Najee in the house. He is the Blue Power Ranger, a.k.a. Kevin. And Kevin, you with us?
Yes, I am. I'm really glad to be on the show. I really appreciate you extending your hospitality from your radio show, and I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. We're glad to have you. I must say, you're looking hot today. Oh, my gosh. Can I tell you, every time I see you, you're wearing something, like, so out of the blue, crazy. Like, last time I saw you, you were wearing, it looked like holsters, leather holsters. It looks so hot. You look hot today, by the way. Oh, my gosh.
Thanks. I really appreciate it. I know a lot of designers, and I just kind of got a nice little feel from them on how to dress and stuff. But, actually one of my designers are actually going to be coming later on in the show, which is going to be interesting.
That's what the producer said. They're actually coming by to dress you up because you have an audition today, at 4 o'clock? So we don't have much time with you. Bummer. But I want you to meet my co-host, Magic Mike. Magic Mike.
How's it going? I've heard a lot about you. Sarah's said a lot of good things about you. So you're the Blue Ranger on Power Rangers?
Yes, I am, Magic Mike. Yes, I am. Saving the world one day at a time.
You probably work a lot then with Steven Skyler. We had him on our first episode several weeks back.
Yeah. It's so funny because we actually had a business meeting yesterday with all the Rangers, and he was actually there too. We were talking about having a school tour and a possible charity that we're going to be involved with. So, yeah.
Okay. Where do you guys film the Power Rangers? Is it filmed locally in Los Angeles?
No, it actually is filmed in New Zealand, Auckland, New Zealand. That's a 12-hour flight. And we have to get all these passports, and it was kind of interesting when we got casted for it because they're like, we're leaving in a week. We didn't have a month to prepare, nothing. They're like, if you get casted for this role, you're pack all your bags, you're leaving in a week. So
oh
we had to
my
really
gosh.
Make that. I know it's crazy. We had to make that choice when we auditioned for it.
Wow.
Really? So do you have to be, a black belt or, any kind of special training on the Power Rangers?
Well, that's a tricky one, because the premise of the show is about, martial arts, and saving the world, being heroes. Like, it has so much in it, core values, and it's also trying to teach kids, too. So, I'm not going to lie, when I was growing up, I remember I would be playing with my Power Ranger toys, and I was like, it would just be so cool to just, just be to be in a show. At the time, I didn't think it was a show. I thought it was, real, Like, these are five, six regular teens, get these morphers that, could, morph you into powers and stuff. And and personally, you do not need to be a black belt to answer your question, but the show, like I said, there's acting in it, like very intense scenes, so you need to have a great acting background, and a pretty good stunt background. You don't have to really be a black belt.
You don't have a stunt guy. Did you
right.
have a stunt guy?
Right. What? So basically, you have to basically be able to do all of that yourself, right? Like, for instance, you have to have a type of stunt background, like you said, so you can't go in and know nothing about stunts or any type of how to do a kick, and they'd cast you. They'd probably cast the next person that probably did have experience.
It's, like I said, it's kind of a tricky one because, the show is, I would have to say, 70% acting and, like, you know, 40 to 30% stunts and martial arts. I know that sounds really weird because the whole show is us fighting, but you actually don't need to know as much as you think you need to know. It's more of how you present this character to, you know, to the children, you know, how you look, how you act, how good you are with kids. Like, it's so much more to it than just martial arts. Because, and that's another thing, is once you get booked for the role, they actually put you in something called Power Ranger training, which is where they teach you how to, you know...
Training camp. Oh, my gosh.
Which is awesome. Me and the other castmates have actually been thinking about, you know, creating our own, you know, just to show, you know, some of the stuff that we know.
Training camp?
Yeah, get the kids involved and, you know, have something positive behind it, like a positive message, and, you know, give them, you know, I don't know, it's all up in the air. We're me and Hector and Alex, you know, and, of course, Steven, we all just always sit down and just, like, brainstorm on how we can really make this, you know, a better world from our hands, you know, from being a Power Ranger, you know. If you were a Power Ranger, how would you try to make the world a better place? And we've really been trying to just...
Like, besides Power Rangers, you do. Like, I went to a charity event with you. I think that's how I met you. And it was a toy drive for kids. And you guys did such an amazing job signing the toys. I mean, just you are so involved with charities. From what I understand, you guys are going to go to a children's hospital, you know, with sick kids. Is there a particular hospital that you guys are going to?
Actually, well, first of all, shout out to, you know, Eric Zuli for putting that beautiful, you know, video together. It's on your Twitter, and it's on my Twitter, too. But you've tweeted it a couple times, right?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. It shows who you guys really are. And that
Shout out to him. I love that video. I've been retweeting it.
Oh.
Crazy.
It just makes it look so good. Like, who you really are inside, amazing people that love kids.
And that video that I'm going to tweet after this, you know, this interview, I'm going to retweet that video of that charity drive. And, it was amazing. But to answer your question, yes, we are actually going to go to L.A. Children's Hospital. I've been talking with one of the head PR people there, and me and my castmates are going to go there possibly next week. But I was hoping to get you to come along and, you know.
I would love to. Next week I'm in St. Bart's, but you know what? If we can do, you know, the week after, or I don't know if you're scheduled for it, but I would love to go.
That sounds like a plan. We'll probably schedule it, you know, the week after, and get you to come, and, you know, Eric Zuli to come through and just be him and be amazing. But yeah, it's gonna be great. We're gonna give out some toys. We're gonna give out some posters. We're gonna talk to the kids and really get involved.
Aww.
And to be honest, I'm really psyched. I'm really excited. You know,
well,
that's our next.
The smile on all the kids' faces when you guys walk into the room, they're like, oh my gosh. Like, for me, it'd be strawberry shortcake. That was,
so funny.
You know, or Rainbow Bride or something. But you actually played with Power Rangers growing up as a kid. I feel really old right now because I don't think Power Rangers was around when I was a kid. We had Hulk Hogan and all that. But so you grew up with the Power Rangers. Now you actually get to be one. What's that like?
Which is, it's so surreal. It really is. I honestly think that it's been a blessing to actually play with something, you know, when you were younger, just idolizing it so much, you know. And I don't know if you've seen the original Mighty Morphin, you know, Tommy and Zach and all. Like, when they would morph, I'm telling you, I swear, I was morphing with them. Like, they were just so, they did such a great job. And I, like I said, I grew up with them, and I really believed in it. And when I got the audition call from my agent, you know, I was just like, man, my imagination woke up again, you know, and as me being, you know, a grown adult now, it just woke up again, and just, I started thinking, like, man, if I had the chance to really portray this the way I wanted to, it's just gonna, I'm just going to, like, explode. I don't know.
You did an amazing job. I mean, that's like me, you know, finding out that I got the role for Smurfette, live in a village with a bunch of men, you know.
Oh,
be the only chick. It's great. Wow.
It's definitely a honor, and I believe that each one of my castmates, which is, you know, they're such amazing people and such great, you know, castmates. They did such a great job on the show, and they're actually amazing offset, too. You know, we all
they
feel...
They are. Oh, my gosh, Hector. He's one of your good friends, right, Hector?
Yeah. So funny. He actually left this morning. He crashed tonight on my couch, and because we all had the meeting last night, and he just came over last night to help me with my sound system and just passed out on the couch and left this morning to go to a meeting. So
that is funny. Is he the Red Ranger or which one is he?
Ranger, the Mighty Green.
Oh, the Green. And you know what? He does backflips, by the way, just out of nowhere, out of the blue. I'm like,
great
okay,
in parkour.
He, really
he knows
do that?
He's a professional at what he does. So I give
wow.
it up to him.
You guys are amazing. So what do you have going on next? I mean, from what I heard, you just mm-hmm. got the lead role in a basketball movie, Power Forward.
Yes, I did. It's funny because I tweeted about it that I got it before I actually got it, which was, it was a gamble. I was like, maybe if I put it out to the world, I'll get
yep.
this call back. Like, I mean, I'll get booked for it,
the
you know?
Secret.
And wow. like 1 hour after me tweeting it that I got it, I low-key kind of did get it, which was amazing. I actually have the
wow.
table read at 6 tonight. So
nice.
It's pretty cool. I don't everybody who knows me, everybody who's in my little circle, they know that I love basketball. I'm the guy on the court that, you know, loves to dribble, you know, and act like he can, you know, do anything, you know, like Kobe and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't have shot, but I have dribbles. I'm working on the shot, but, you know, maybe after I do
so
the film, I'll be able to.
Maybe I got to school you on the court a little bit. We'll play some ball and, you know, I'll whoop your butt. I'll whoop your butt.
Where are you going to be on location at with that movie? Is that something low? Is that going to be a movie that's going to be international, or is it going to be a U.S. film that you film here?
It's going to be a U.S. film. We're definitely going to film it here. As far as, like, where exactly, she said that's what this table read is going to be about. She's going to just give us all the information that we need, you know, what to tweet, what not to tweet, all that. So I haven't,
wow.
Oh, nice.
You know, that's the only reason why I haven't, like, you know, put it out completely to the world, but it's
do you know the basis of the storyline?
Yeah, well, I'm the lead character. I pretty much the film's about me having a battle with my father, who's the coach of the basketball team. I'm like this cocky, really really cocky basketball player, right? And pretty much I'm trying to get into the be an NBA player and get mm-hmm. picked from the draft. And my father is telling me I should stay in school and make sure I, you know, don't let my grades decrease. But I'm so cocky. I'm like, I don't need school. I don't need this. I don't need that. I just need to, you know, do basketball and just fulfill my dream. Like, I'm so envious of becoming an NBA, you know, basketball player. I have Sports Illustrated just littered around my house and all that. And the movie takes place right when the draft comes, and so I'm just going
ooh.
Constantly back and forth with my father, and you know, some stuff happens in the movie. I get hurt, and you know, you have to see what happens in the end. You know.
You know what? That's a good life lesson, though, because that happens all the time in the NBA. By the way, who is your favorite team? Can you say?
Oh, easy, 100%. Lakers. Lakers
oh,
all the way.
There you go.
Hector's
going to
kick my butt because he loves
yeah,
the Clippers.
I reach over the table. You know what? I can appreciate the Clippers just because they're doing so well this season. Lakers,
mm-hmm.
come on. Let's,
we actually
let's
went to their celebrity bowling tournament just like 2 days ago, me and Hector. And we posted pictures on our Twitters too, you know.
Oh,
with,
wow.
Ron Chris or Bla- Blake Griffin. I can't remember which one. But we posted some pictures, and
Blake Griffin.
You're a fan of me, and I'm the one that got the picture for him, which was funny. But
but you're a Lakers fan. Woohoo! Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get it going.
Yeah, my mom's a Lakers fan too, so that helps. She's like
nice.
Raising me, and she's like, Najee, listen. There's a few things you're gonna learn in life, and being a Lakers fan is one of them. So
you just inherited that one. That's
great.
So, let's see. You and Hector. Okay, can I mention this about the movie you guys are doing together as leads? You and Hector, Hidden Valley.
Yes. Actually, I actually spoke with the executive producer not that long ago about, you know, because I didn't know if, because we signed like this big, very big contract of like confidentiality, and I'm about to go on like this interview and just tell them everything, you know. So I wanted to ask first because I didn't.
Yeah. Well, then we won't talk too much about it. But what I heard is that it's based off an actual book, so which is amazing. So for all those people who's read the book, they're making a movie, and you're the lead actor, you and Hector, or one of the main actors.
Yeah, well, the movie is being produced by John Morgan, and directed by John Beekler, who it was the main director from Friday the 13th. You know, those Freddy Krueger movies. You know, all those.
So is it a scary movie?
Oh, are you kidding me? You have no idea how scary this movie is going to be. It's like scary, gory. Like that's the premise of the movie, is that it's a horror film that's in a high school, which is, by the way, I don't know if you know, but I have been wanting to do a high school film for a while now. Like I've been putting it out there. I'm like, I just love high school. It's just,
Girl, I'm going to be the star football player with the Letterman's jacket, with the cheerleader.
I would be the jock, you know, with the Letterman jacket, just like,
And then your cheerleader girlfriend's going to get brutally murdered somehow.
But the premise of the film is pretty much, and it's a trilogy too, which is going to be awesome, by the way. I can't wait. It's supposed to be like a blockbuster trilogy horror film, and it's supposed to be based around werewolves, and high school students, and horror, and a lot of gory. It's gonna be really gory, so it's gonna really.
Fun. Well,
me and Hector away
extra,
from that that whole
if,
Power Ranger.
If you need an extra, by the way, you know I can die pretty good.
You know what? You will not be the extra. You will be co-star. Put in a few words,
I'll be like swinging from the trees as a werewolf.
You are so funny.
I mean, you are.
But yeah,
me
and Hector, we are actually, supposed to be one of the main actors for the high school. There's a football team, and me and him are one of the main people in that football team, and coincidentally, we're actually best friends. So we have to play best friends in another, project.
But you guys have such good chemistry, like on and off set. It's perfect. You're like Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah,
great. I love it.
You know, me and him just have a lot of things in common, and I don't know. He used to be my roommate back, when we filmed Power Rangers. So I don't know. He's like that brother that I can't get away from. I've been trying. Trust me.
He's the guy that crashed on your couch at a party and never left. He's like, hey, guys, what's going on?
Yeah, just, who is that guy? You don't want to know him. Just keep moving. Trust me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
he's
a great guy, and, definitely glad I met him.
Have you ever had to, audition for, a show or movie and have to go up against one of your friends? Is that really weird? That would be hard.
Well, that's a good one. That's the thing about being in this industry in Los Angeles. Even though this place would seem so big, it's really, really, really small. I can, a group of my friends, I can just go through a handful of five of them. They know at least two of my other friends I know from somewhere else. You know, it's very interesting how, you know, Los Angeles Hollywood works. So yes, I have gone on auditions with friends and you know, sometimes even people I worked with. Coincidentally, right when we got back from shooting Power Rangers, I find myself in an audition room face to face with Steven Skyler, who plays Antonio.
Oh no! And what happened with that?
Easy. I morphed.
Did you drop kick him?
And
got the
gig. No, I'm just playing. No, we actually helped each other out, which was kind of funny. I was like, man, I kind of want to book this. I don't want to help him, but you know, we were friends way before this. So
yeah,
we ended up helping each other, you know, before the audition and, you know, throughout it. And
that's awesome. And that's what I love about you guys. You guys are so real. Like in LA, it's hard to find, you know, someone that's not an opportunist, you know, no offense, but you know, there are a lot, but you guys are real down to earth people and it's really, really hard to find. And that leads me to a really good question. The mm-hmm. dating scene in LA. I hope you don't mind me asking, are you single?
Oh God, here we go.
Is that a no question?
Sarah.
You know what? Our phone lines are blowing up right now with women wanting to talk to you. So, is there
well,
a special
Well, yeah, I am single. You know, there is a special
okay.
someone that's out there somewhere. But, yeah, LA is definitely interesting. Put it like that. But
well,
you said you have a line
anybody?
Full of callers that want to work.
Have you dated anybody famous that you can say, like, that you've gone on dates with or that people know out there?
Well, currently, I asked Beyonce to be my wife, but I think she's a little preoccupied with...
yeah, just a little bit,
and
yeah.
Jay-Z might show you a couple moves of his own.
So then
they're
I suffice
awesome.
For Kim Kardashian, but I, you know, I don't know.
I could see that. If she was there, I'd go, but...
Kardashian's pregnant with Kanye's baby.
Ooh!
Oh. You didn't
I'll take care of it.
No,
I'll teach you how to be a Power Ranger. I swear I will. I'm just playing. She actually, coincidentally, just quickly, she actually did date a former Blue Ranger, if I'm not mistaken. I saw it in the news, which was kind of interesting.
Ooh.
And he was blue. You know, I'm blue. What it do? I do have a chance, you know.
And you're hot. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if any of you listeners out there have seen my Twitter, but you sent it to me, so it was okay to send out, but you have your shirt off on the runway. Oh, my gosh. Can I just say, is it getting hot in here?
You're so funny.
Was
do you guys have one of those, like...
Line?
Those train horns.
That is so funny.
yeah, I actually coincidentally did a, this is off topic, but I actually did a photo shoot just yesterday that was all the way in Joshua Tree. It was in Palm Springs for Farron Photography, and I was styled by 2K Styling Agency, and it came out really good. Personally,
wow.
I'm going to be retweeting and posting a bunch of images, you know, on my Twitter, but I'm definitely getting back into modeling, you know. I did a lot of modeling when I was, you know, younger, runway modeling.
Six pack? The six pack, really?
I thought it was eight. Counted eight.
Oh,
but...
okay. I think. Oh my gosh! Is it? Oh my gosh! How do you do it? I'm like, it goes all the way up to your neck. Jeez.
may want to wipe
really
the drool off, you know, Sarah.
Yeah, it's funny. Really. Well, I'm sitting here looking at him. He comes in hot as hell. What's
You're so
going
funny.
On? So,
That's hilarious.
Being single in LA, I mean, is it hard to date? I could imagine. I mean, where do you meet people? Just
wow.
on set?
Well,
or?
You know, and that's a funny thing, actually an interesting conversation I've been having with Hector, you know, a lot. And, you know, it's funny because me and him, you know, are pretty strapping, you know, young gentlemen. You know, we're a true stand-up guy and a true scholar. You know, that's what we are.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting. Just Hollywood is so Hollywood. And it's like, You know,
yeah,
did you know that there's a book out to on how to date celebrities? It tells you, like, you know, I have a friend who told me about this. There's a book out that tells you if a guy texts you, don't text him back. Wait an hour to text him back.
Kind of like,
you know, or you know, if he wants to, you know, go on a date, say you're busy and just be free the next time. Like, I'm telling you, Hollywood is
it for women?
Hollywood.
Is it for women?
I think it's co-ed.
Yeah,
I think it's a guy
sure.
and girls.
That's
you know, if I'm not mistaken, I haven't read it. You know, because obviously
so
I don't.
Funny.
Yeah,
but
it's very interesting.
To
but to,
in the public eye, period. You know, if you're with someone famous, you're just on every tabloid everywhere. It's
but
you know,
but not necessarily like that's for like A-list, you know, celebrities, of course. But like even just the general actor, just the general person, just you know, just generally dating in Los Angeles. Coming from me as a young actor, up and coming actor, I think that it's pretty hard. You know, it's not as easy as people would think. Like, you know, there's not a lot of women out there that want a boyfriend. There's not a lot of women out there that want
really?
To, you know, spend time and just like, you know, develop something. A lot of girls are just
really?
Probably there for fun for that day, night, whatever you want to call it. But it's a lot of that, and
I refuse
to accept, you know, something like that. I'm more of a in-depth, you know, relationship type of guy, you know.
Aww. Okay, producers, can we get a clap for that one, please, producers? Wow. It'll come on like 5 minutes later. There we go.
Oh, okay. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Get a clap for that one. Wow.
Thank you.
Hector both are great. I love you guys.
And it's so funny. He would, like, me and him go out and, you know, to events or whatever, and he'll just start dancing. He'll be the life of the party. Like, he'll do flips. He'll do tricks. He'll do all types of, like, crazy things that everybody will just, like, die for. Like, these women will just melt in their shoes, like, from him doing the things that he does. And he, every single time he walks out with, like, no one.
Oh, but he is such a sweetheart. At the charity event when I met you guys, he gave me his jacket because it was freezing cold. You know, no one else offered, and he's like, here, you know, here's my jacket. And he was freezing cold. He goes, but I want to keep you warm. He didn't even know me. And that's
the point as to why I really brought that up is that good guys, you know, are not – women don't want good guys. They want – in L.A. – some women, like a majority of the women that we've met, do not want someone who's just like nice and just like ready, you know, ready for a relationship. No, they're not looking for that. They're looking for something.
Oh, so are you saying that you're looking for that?
Yeah. Why?
Am I putting you on the spot? Because I think that's great. I mean, you're hot. You're talented. You have a 15-pack. I mean. Wow, and you also, I'm reading here because I have a list the producers gave me, you are a massage therapist.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So now that we're putting it out there. Yes, I have been a licensed massage therapist ever since I have been pursuing acting. And, I actually own a private client massage business called Mobile Spa Massage. Me and my business partner, Jason Ricks, we actually started that, you know, a year and a half ago, and it's been pretty prosperous, you know,
so
when
you go
I'm not
to
acting, of course.
Houses.
What'd you say?
You go to people's houses and massage them.
We do everything. We go to people's houses. We do events. We do birthdays. We do hot stone massage. We do couples massage. We do tandem massage, which is two massage therapists on one client.
Is it two guys? Can I book one?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. With the right fee, of course. No, I'm just playing.
Right. Oh my gosh.
No, you're on the house.
Oh my gosh. If you cook, you're like the perfect guy. Wow. Where did you come from?
Hey, Sarah, the producers are cutting us, you guys, to go to a commercial, but we'll be right back. We have to take a commercial break.
Okay, but
okay,
let me tell you, before we take a commercial break, we do have one lucky caller, because our phones are blowing up. That's why they're telling us to cut it. But we have a lucky caller that we're going to take one of the girls that are calling right now.
Oh, wow,
Nazi,
this is interesting.
I'm not putting you on the spot here, but we are one lucky caller is going to get a date with you, a dinner
date.
Am I putting you on the spot right now?
No. I this is interesting. I wonder if this is actually going to pan out. But yes, I'm interested.
Yeah. So when we get back from break, we are going to take one lucky caller, and you're going to take her out on a date on us. Is that okay?
That's perfectly fine.
Okay. All right. We'll go to break, and then you girls start calling in because one of you guys are going to get lucky.
All right.
We'll be right back. Okay,
listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303. Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. Easy connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
All righty. Thank you for holding, guys and girls. We are back. And the producer says that we are going to take one of the live callers and see who the lucky person is that's going to win a date with Nashi.
Sarah, did you hear what you said? You said, who's going to get lucky? Like, one person's going to get lucky with Nashi.
Well, I consider being lucky. I mean, maybe he can, well, we wouldn't offer massage, but dinner.
I just want to say I did not agree to this, but I'm doing this because you're my friend, and, you know, it's going to be
interesting.
Nashi,
love you. I owe you.
Maybe you could do, like, a massage for this caller. We know with no happy ending, no release or whatever they call it.
Okay, well, let him see her first. Come on.
Yeah,
we have a caller ending in 0648. Is that what we need to pick up?
Yeah, let's pick up that caller.
Yeah. 791.
Caller 0648, you're on air.
Hello? Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I'm so happy. Oh, my God, Nashi, hello?
We have our lucky caller on the line. Hello?
Nashi, this sounds like the one.
Yeah, this
oh
may
God,
be the one. What's your name?
I can't believe it, I won. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
This is going to be a fun day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Nashi, what's your name, sweetie?
My name is Ashley.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations, by the way. You won the date.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe it. I cannot wait to go on a date with him. He's so hot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wait. Does she need to sit down real quick? I think she's having a panic attack. This is great.
How cool.
Wow. Well, I'm interested in going out on a date, too. Sarah, thanks for hooking this up.
Where are they going on a date?
What do you want to go on a date on?
I don't know. You need to choose. You're the guy.
Where are you going to take her, Nash?
Well, is McDonald's okay? I thought that's a pretty good establishment, right? I think they got a pretty good Happy Meal on.
There you go.
No, I'm just joking. We can go somewhere nice.
Okay,
we'll make sure you guys go somewhere nice. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited for you right now, girl. Are you a listener all the time, or is it just because Nashi's on today?
I listen all the time, and I'm, like, his biggest fan. I love him so much. I cannot wait.
I love you too, Lulu.
Naj, will you take off your shirt on the date? Is that like something you typically do on first dates?
How do you think I pay for the food?
Oh gosh, there you go. She sounds like such a sweetheart. Oh my gosh.
We'll take a picture and send it to you, Sarah. You can retweet it.
Really? That would be awesome. Ashley, would you be willing to do that? Take a picture of you guys on your date?
Yes, I would love to take a picture of him. I cannot believe.
How old are you, Ashley, if I could ask? How old are you?
I just turned 24.
Oh, okay,
and
good.
Do you live in the Los Angeles area?
Yes, I do.
Awesome.
Perfect.
So you guys this sounds like a perfect love connection. You're both in Los Angeles. You're both young. And hey, you never know. Maybe you'll be eating off of his eight pack by the end of the date.
She may be my neighbor, and I don't even know.
Oh, my goodness.
That's so funny.
Or Los Angeles is so small. Oh, gosh, you guys can know each other. Well, that's great. I'm so glad that you waited because the producer said there were so many people calling in to get a hold of him, to win a date with him. I'm very glad that you were able to get through. So
I just want to hear one more scream. I love your enthusiasm. One more time.
Excuse me?
Ashley.
Is that
Ash? I hear you.
Ashley, he wants to hear you scream, sweetie.
Oh my God, Naji! I cannot wait to have a day with you.
Oh, Naji, that's going to be a fun date.
I need to record this and just retweet it. This is hilarious. Okay, cool. I can't wait to see you and on a blind date since.
Okay, and Ashley, make sure that you give the producers your information so we can set, a time and a date that's good for both of you guys.
Okay.
And don't forget to tweet a picture for us so we can tweet it out. Oh, I'm excited. And Naj, if you guys get married, I'm invited to the wedding, right?
You'll be the groom, the flower.
Yeah, the man of honor.
You bet.
I'll be the best
man of honor, Sarah. Is there something we don't know about you, Sarah?
You know what? Possibly they was born a boy.
That is.
But well, Ashley, thank you so much for calling in, and I am so excited that we're gonna get a picture of your date. So don't
Thanks,
forget.
Thanks, Ashley.
To
really appreciate
your
you
information.
Coming out.
Thank
in contact
you,
with me. Never even knew.
I can't believe I got chosen, and I'm so happy that you guys answered my call.
She's still. Are you crying?
Yes.
She's so cute.
I'm so happy.
She sounds like Sarah when we always have hot guests on. Sarah's always like, "Oh my God, you're so hot! You're so hot! You're so."
No, but I'm sitting down. Hopefully she's sitting down. I need to be sitting down right now because she's so hot. But, oh, my gosh. Wow. Lucky girl. Lucky you. All righty. So we're definitely looking forward to that picture of your date. And Naji actually has an audition at 4, so we got to get him going. But actually we have his designer coming in. So what we're going to do is take a real quick break. We got to let his designer come up, and we'll be right back after this.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetwork.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
Life is hard for how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey
Gloria O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Hi, guys. We're back. All right. Well, thank you to Ashley, the lucky caller that gets the date with Najee. So
I hope she wasn't driving, Sarah, because she like was such in a panic attack mode. I thought she would have probably drove into a into a parking lot and stopped the car when she got this call because she was so excited.
You know what? I was gonna say that. I'm like, dude, are you driving? I mean, she sounded like she was gonna have a panic attack. Do you get that a lot, Najee?
And that's the funny thing. I just want to tell everyone that never happens. I don't.
I call BS on that one. I don't know. That
never happened.
Are you serious? She
I'm
was like
so
going to have
serious.
A panic attack. I'm like, oh, my gosh, is she crying right now? That's great.
That
I love
hilarious.
It. Well, you're going to have an interesting date.
Yep.
That's for sure.
An interesting date? That might be like a borderline stalker date, but you'll have fun. I mean, don't give her your real number at the end because you might not ever have phone might just constantly be ringing and texting.
Well, if they hit it off, they hit it off. I want to be man of honor. But, all right, so we have Remy in the house. And how do you pronounce his last name, your designer?
Remy who?
Remy who, okay. And engineered by Remy is his clothing line, right?
Yes, it is. I can give you a little rundown as to, his company, or you can wait until he gets here. It doesn't matter.
Okay, yeah. I mean, he dresses you. I mean, honestly, the clothes that you wear are hot. Like, I've never seen holsters, like, just worn, you know, casually on a man. I'm like, wow, do you put, like, little squirt guns in there? Can you do? I love it. It looks really hot.
Yeah. He has a very, very unique design, and I luckily had the chance to reconnect with him because I modeled for him when I was a few years back. I actually modeled for his clothing, and I can tell the difference between his fashion shows and regular fashion shows. Like, he had briefcases, he had, you know, trench coat, like, he had so many different unique things to his runways that that I was just like, you know, this guy is definitely going somewhere. Not to mention
the
clothes.
Well, I was looking
at his
stuff,
epic.
And he has women's line, too. I sent him a text. I'm like, you don't know who I am, but do you have any girl stuff you can bring by?
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll bring in a rack full of stuff.
Yeah, he definitely, you should see his women's line.
I saw some stuff on the internet. He is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, and now
yeah,
he dresses you, like your personal designer, fashion designer?
Yeah. He's a fashion designer, and he has his own clothing line. And I, like I said, I was so fortunate that I got back in contact with him, and because I remember I was going to Kids' Choice Awards for the first time, and this was big. This was epic. I wanted to look just better than everybody. You know what I mean? And
right.
As soon as I started thinking, I'm like, Remy, that's a first person that came to my mind, because he has the look that I'm looking for. He has that suit, you know, button down look with a tie. You know, everything he has is very legit and elegant for, you know, a celebrity, you know, someone of high status. And
it looks like very well, like good quality. You wore his stuff to the charity event that we posted online, right? That blue shirt.
Yes.
With
yes.
The whole
and I
amazing.
Prior
love
to
it.
The show, a little bit that's all engineered by Remy. Engineered by, and I think his website's www.engineeredbyremy.com, and he has a Facebook page. He has all that. He's dressed, you know, A-list celebrities,
the whole nine. He knows what he's doing.
Really? Any
yeah,
that
knows,
we can
exactly
talk about, or can we say who, or is
yeah.
that?
I'm not going to lie. I don't know the exact names, but you can go to the Facebook, and you'll see all the celebrities that he's done. I just haven't been to it in a while, but it,
okay,
it,
and his Twitter handle is at Remy, R-E-M-Y-H-O-U.
Yes.
So I found him on Twitter, the little Twitter stalker.
Yeah, his styles are really cool. It's something like, Sarah, it looks a lot like what you would be into. It's got like a lot of like black leathers and industrial looking, real modern, trendy. His brand logo, is that a flag or is that just his logo? It's the blue with the red center at the square.
That's his logo, and might I add that I have been spotted out. Like, when I've done events, people will instantly grab my arm and say, "You're wearing Engineer by Remy." I know. Engineer by Remy, or, you know, I've modeled with Engineer by Remy. He has such a defined, you know, logo that people see that blue stripe, that red stripe, and that following blue stripe. Everybody knows that logo, you know.
Yeah, his look is very very modern, very up-to-date, but not overly modern like a, you know, Nicki Minaj, not over-the-board bubblegum. It's really classy. I like the whole suspender, how he recreated the suspender for the women. I think that's really neat.
Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
Yeah, you know what? I saw that, and I'm like, that would be hot with just suspenders on, you know. That would be cool. Yeah, and Remy,
I actually got
that
look from, because I remember going to his Facebook page, and I remember seeing John Legend and Brian White and Marlon Wayans wearing that same type of look, and it really helped me when I picked what I wanted to wear. So.
Wow. He does an amazing job. Is he in the studio?
Yeah, that's him strolling in. I can tell by the some of the suspended stuff that he has on the racks.
Do you see any women's clothes in there?
Remy,
hi, darling.
Going on?
How you doing? Good to be here.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad the producers threw some headphones on you because I have some questions for you. So,
looking legit. I see. All right, like usual.
Thank you. Sarah,
very
looking good
sharp.
As well.
Is there any women's clothes on the rack that you strolled in? Because I know you're dressing Naj for his audition today.
Indeed. I knew I was coming to see Najee, but at the same time he told me I was also going to have an opportunity to see you again, so I figured I might as well bring some dresses as well.
Woo-hoo! Oh my gosh,
okay.
Now I'm going to act like the girl that was crying, Ashley. Ah! Yay! All right, I'm excited. So, okay, so how did you get started in the industry, like designing?
I mean, it all started when I was younger. I learned how to sew when I was 12. My mom taught me how to sew, and then from there, it just kind of opened up my creativity and opened up my idea how clothes are made, how they're put together. But
so do you make your clothes?
Yes. I hand make the clothes with a sewing machine, of course. I really can't, you know, sew it all by hand. But, yes, they're all handmade by me.
Wow.
You have
oh
some beautiful
gosh.
Work. I've been looking at your website.
I'm
going to
grab that black one with the feathers. Hagen, if it's missing, Remy, I don't know what happened to it. Don't know.
If it's missing, I'll just... Yeah, I'll just send the invoice to the producer. Don't worry about it, Sarah.
There you go. See, Remy, I like you already. This is great. So, how long have you been in business, Engineered by Remy? How long?
I started since 2009, so about I think four to five years now.
Are you just in LA?
Yes, in LA, in Orange County, and we're expanding. We're expanding to Cambodia.
Wow. Oh, really? Okay. Anything in Europe or New York?
No, not yet. I haven't gone down that far yet. So hopefully by 2015.
All right. Well, I could see that happening. Your stuff is beautiful. I kind of want to see what you're going to put on Najee today for his audition. Because I
he's
see
actually,
a couple things.
He's actually
hot.
Do you want to tell them about the event we're actually coincidentally doing sometime soon for the private event Sanho, I believe?
Which is a nonprofit organization that helps women that's been through the sex slave, and they basically take the woman, give them a second opportunity, give them a second chance to second chance in life. What Sanoa does is that they employ the woman to design jewelry, and from the jewelry, we would take it and they would sell it, and then the proceeds will go back to the woman to help them, to go to school, to have a shelter.
Is that on your website?
It is. It's on the Facebook page. We're partnered with the organization Sanoa.
I would love to promote that. Can you let us know what your Facebook page is?
Yeah.
Do you have that on there?
Yeah, definitely. Since we're speaking about it, I think it would be great, if you'd like to come to the private event, and then I can basically design something for you to wear, and also you can wear the Sanoa jewelry as well, too.
Oh, my gosh, I would love that. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to, scream right
blushing.
Now.
Blushing. I see you blushing. Stop blushing.
Blushing. Oh, my gosh, I love it. I would love to. When is the event?
It's going to be on February 9th.
Perfect. Count me in.
It's a super exclusive private event, invite only, and we're going to have shows dress you, me, and Estrella Nori, which is a actor model.
Nice, but it's for a good cause, and that's great, Remy, that you're doing that. It's great when people give back, because I know, Najee's big into giving back, and, Hector and Steven, with the no bullying campaign, you guys are into so much right now, just giving back.
Yeah,
and
we actually didn't even touch on that now that I think about it, about the no bullying campaign.
Yeah, thank you, producers. We got to clap for that. You guys are amazing.
Thank you.
It's people like you that make a difference, and that, you're going to be very successful. That I know. Your clothes are beautiful. Now, how soon do you have to get out of here, Najee? You have to go get dressed because can I pick out a couple things for you to wear? I already see a few things that I think would look hot on you.
As long as it's more than two things of articles.
Darn,
clothing.
I was thinking just the holsters, but, I might get in trouble. The producers are like, Sarah, stay in your seat.
Or you may get in trouble by Ashley, the crazy caller.
Yeah, Ashley was sweet. Watch, she's like super hot, like a supermodel, and she's like, "Hey, I love you." But okay, well, we're gonna wrap this up now. Remy, how can people contact you? You have a website and a Twitter handle as well. So, what is your Twitter handle?
They can contact me, Engineer by Rem.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Twitter handle, and then the other one is Remy Hu. H-O-U.
Okay, so at Remy H-O-U.
Right.
Okay, perfect. And how about a website?
Website, they can reach me at engineeredbyremy.com.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and anyone who wants to, just help out the cause or, get involved in any way, please contact him via Twitter, follow him. He's the next up and coming. I know, because when I went to the charity event, a couple of people were like, "Oh my gosh, that's the designer you want to meet," and I'm like, "Okay." So, yeah, everyone knows who you are. But thank you so much for coming by, and I'm gonna try on a couple of those dresses there. And so you have to go in the back right now, Naj, and get dressed and ready.
Yes,
all right,
I am. I'm actually gonna post some of the pictures that he's gonna design me for on my Twitter too.
Okay.
It's Najee Ditej, at Najee Ditej.
And what's your Twitter handle, babe?
So my Twitter is Najee Ditej, NajeeDeTiege. And coincidentally, I actually post a lot of pictures on Instagram, too. That's Blue Rizzy, which is funny, but it's Blue.
It's called Blue.
Yeah, Blue, and then RIZZY. And I post all my pictures that I post go through Instagram, then to Twitter.
And how do we book an appointment for massage therapy?
You can email me at naji.detej@yahoo.com. So that's naje.detiege.
Perfect.
At yahoo.com.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah. Or you can
message me
on Facebook.
Facebook. What's your Facebook information?
It's Facebook.com/actordetej.
Perfect. All right. So anyone out there that wants more information on what he's doing next, his two up-and-coming films, as well as what Remy's going to put him in next, you're going to love it. And I'm going to try and look dresses. So, yeah. So count me in for that event, too. We'll post pictures on that one. And Remy, definitely keep in touch with me, okay?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, I'll let you go get dressed. And thank you both so much for coming in. You guys are the best.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
us.
Right. We really appreciate your energy and you in total. See you soon.
See you soon, babe. Love you guys.
See ya. Bye.
All right. And what we're going to do is we're going to go to a break right now and we're going to do a real quick scandal of the week and wrap up the show. So this is going to be a good one, guys, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetwork.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
What we're going to do is we're going to wrap it up with a quick scandal of the week. And so far right now, we've heard a couple things, allegedly, and my producers are saying negative on it. So what we'll talk about is, let's see, it looks like, Mikey, are you there?
We're having trouble with Mikey's microphone. You got to take it, Sarah.
Okay. Well, according to TMZ, and this is an exclusive, and I know that you guys were kind of against me talking about this, but it is kind of a serious issue just because he is an idol to many people. Allegedly, this is, according to TMZ, Justin Bieber caught pot smoking. I don't know if this is to be true. It's all allegedly. Sources connected with NBC tell TMZ that he's denying the claim. So I don't know. We can't really talk too much about it. I'd probably rather not. But it looks like a lot of the fans are disappointed. And just for the record, I hope it's not true. So Justin Bieber, keep your head up. Some people, the LA lifestyle is really hard, and some people get into things like that for a reason. And we just hope that it is all, just rumors. So we're wishing you the best. We'll be praying for you, Justin, and hope to get an update soon. And just to let everybody know that coming up, Shane Sparks is going to be doing a live signing on the 19th, and it looks like we're going to have a few of the Power Rangers there if you guys are interested in coming, and it looks like he's doing the show live on the 19th, so this is something that you would definitely want to see. If you're a fan, they're going to be doing signings, autographs, so they will be there. Now, producers, do we have a time? By chance, a time frame on the 19th?
2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you can go to HollywoodItGuy.com for more information.
Perfect. Okay. Well, we'll wrap the show up with that. Again, we're praying, you know, for Justin Bieber. Hope that's not true. Thanks again to Najee and Remy, his fashion designer, for coming in. We appreciate you guys and all the charity work that you do. And if you're interested in participating at all, please contact me via Twitter at Sarah's Secrets, the number four for you. So Sarah's Secrets, the number four, and then the letter U. Contact me on Twitter and let me know if you'd like to help. Okay, thank you for listening, and God bless, and we'll see you next week. All right, bye.